ones. Just,
they do the. I was in Arizona. I was in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. Ooh. And they do the like West Coast dap is not hard. It's kind of like a slide thing.
Ooh.
And it like it's kind of like a scarfy type thing.
Feels like sounds uncomfortable.
It's weird coming from New York or the East Coast. And then I was talking to them like, yeah, the New Yorkers, we have Wu-Tang out here. And they're like, what's going on? Like, they like punch you in the chest when you're dapping. And I was like, yeah, man, it's just like,
that's,
it's more like a handshake. I'm not just trying to like.
That's so weird.
Slide you my just fingers.
It's really
yours.
Strange.
You just
really
use like scarfy. In the same sentence as describing a high five, daps.
Yeah, and then scarf hands. I got that from combat back in the day. Ooh. All right, we got to get out of here. We're going to play TV Dinner one more time because it's Justin's favorite.
Aww.
And we can't wait for the next one. When's the next one? Surprise.
Secret.
But you do have an album and another video stored up.
I don't know what you're talking about. JustinClancy.com.
Justin Clancy. Wow. Well, yeah, tell them where to get you, please. JustinClancy.com?
Yeah. No, it's like, it's almost there. Yeah. So everything, Spotify's going crazy right now. Going crazy right now. Yeah, it jumped up like 17,400 in like a month. Yeah. Spotify's going crazy right now. Find me on Spotify. I just started SoundCloud all over again. So whatever, go listen on SoundCloud, Facebook.
We'll tag all that when we post this.
Yes.
Justin Clancy.
Yes.
We're at LFOD Radio. Live Free OD Radio on Twitter because of some BS and www.lfodradio.com. This will be up on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen.
Oh,
so
sick.
Just go on iTunes, type in LFOD, subscribe, follow. If you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for everyone tuned in and everyone that sent us dope music, everyone making good music out here.
Yes.
You too, Tia. You've been a great addition to the show.
Thank
we love
you.
Having you.
Thank you.
And we're back next Tuesday with Paso. Blackout season is underway. This is Justin Clancy, TV Dinner. Live free or die.
I've been trying to find a way to ease my mind, going back and forth, driving me crazy. Autopilot about to catch another flight, going nowhere fast, oh baby. I am not your miracle, I am not your Superman. It seems like everywhere I go, I be at the crossroads singing. All things that gleam and gold. Some devils don't have horns, some angels don't have souls. I'm in between two worlds. Your heaven ain't my home, 'cause hell still got a hold on me. You got scars, I could roll my sleeves up too. I've been spit on, kicked out and beat up too. Only thing to cover the wounds are these tattoos. Trying to peek outside the windows of my stained glass youth. I graduated from the school of the hard knocks, where we grew up fast and tried to call shots. Instead of a diploma, we got a stopwatch. Ticking time bombs till we met the pine bots. I'm a product of broken family clones, where television's the only parents we know. Cover my eyes from a childhood up in smoke, waiting for my mama to come and carry me home. I've been drowning,
I'm in too deep.
But lullabies from the TV screen always seem to put the baby to sleep. I've been trying to find a way to ease my mind, going back and forth, driving me crazy. Autopilot about to catch another flight, going nowhere fast, oh baby. I am not your miracle, I am not your Superman.
WMFO in Medford, this is Sky by here. This is a tune by a band called Husker Du. As I said, this song by Michael Husker Du.
Bye.
in Candy's room. There are pictures of her heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's room, gotta walk the darkness of Candy's hall. Strangers from the city call my baby's number and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kissed, and my heart rushes through my brain, and the blood rushes in my veins. The fire rushes through the sky, and we go driving, driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light. Candy's eyes, she says, baby, if you wanna be wild,
All right, that was Gaslight Anthem with Drive off of one of their earlier CDs called Sink or Swim. Springsteen, Candy's Room, and opened it up with Husker Du, Sorry Somehow from Candy Apple Gray. Have some guests here. We have Vanessa Silberman. Is that right, Silberman?
Yes, sir.
And Carissa Johnson.
Hello.
Hi.
In the midst of their tour, right? You get the...
Hearts and Crowns tour.
Who's the Hearts and who's the Crowns? What? Who came up with the name?
Well, actually, Vanessa technically did, but I called it to our attention that it should be the name.
It was a combo.
Yeah.
It was a team effort?
Team effort. So I believe we're half Hearts, half Crowns. We're both comboing both. We both claim both. Crowns and Hearts are rad.
Yeah.
And you're in the midst of the tour. Or just kind of just started now, or is it you mid?
We did a show. We did Prattsville, New York, and we did Worcester, Mass. And then we've had a couple days off.
Worcestershire
to us in between. But we're pretty much kicking it off tomorrow in Baldwinville, Mass at the Red Onion for a free Thanksgiving show. And then Thanksgiving, we got off, and then we'll be in Pittsburgh and Ohio and down south a bit, and then up north again into the cold.
And when you were on before, we discussed how did you guys meet again? It was at a show at O'Brien's back in, March?
Yeah, March 9th.
And you just hit it off, and...
Yeah, I was on a East Coast tour with my band, who I play under the Vanessa Silverman band with... Reed Mullen from Corrosion of Conformity and my producer, musician friend, Michael Ross. And we were doing this East Coast tour, and Ryan, the booker at O'Brien's, told me that he had this great other artist and I think another band, another artist for the show. And, Carissa and I just started talking online before we played and just hit it off. Really?
Been touring nonstop since.
Yeah, this is our sixth tour together. Yeah, since March. So every month.
Yeah, and for me, I've been on the road for almost the last 2.5 years. So when I connected with Carissa, I immediately thought really highly of her, especially she's, being really young and being really involved in the Boston scene and, helping out other bands and
dedicated,
really building,
dedicated human.
Yeah. Building community. And as you can imagine, when you tour so much, you come across all kinds of artists and bands every day. I really respect Carissa as a human being and, the Boston music scene. I'm really happy to connect with all her, her band and all the other bands that I have. It's been really amazing.
That's cool. Because you're not from the area.
No, I'm from Los Angeles.
And it's good because you get to kind of do both coasts. You can get out to the West Coast, you come over here. And
totally.
Yeah, it's really cool because a lot of the tours have been out west and Vanessa's got a lot of connections out there. We can do a lot of tours in a lot of different places. Come out east, and then I have some connections out here, and then we can both share and both play all over the U.S.
And that's what ideally when the industry was have ever talked to bands about building and or the whole idea of the DIY community or the punk bands or just bands in general. Hey, you guys, you're supposed to go out to do a show in a town you haven't been to and play with the local bands there and be in the middle of the bill and you guys to all help out. And in retrospect, that is that's the idea to do that, but to put that in motion for a lot of people, that it's kind of a lot to think about, but this was very natural. And
someone want to do a song?
I could do one.
Sure enough. And then we'll play a tune and Vanessa can do one. We can kind of go back and forth like that for a bit.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and then we'll, there's a lot going on. Carissa's got a new release coming up. We got the Boston Music Awards coming up. And you have an EP, right, Vanessa, you were saying?
Yeah, I have an EP that's out, a self-titled Vanessa Silberman EP. And then I have one single out as well called Hide My Love Away. And I had a band for about 12, 13 years called Diamonds Under Fire. And that's out online and currently working on a new EP.
Yeah. When you leave, you can get that to me, and I'll you'll be on MFO in the weeks ahead.
Rocking. That sounds awesome.
Cool. I'm going to do a song called You Lost You. This is the most recent single that I released. It's the first single off of the new album coming out on March 10th.
Awesome. There's a video for that song as well, right?
There is. Yeah, I put that one out in August.
Yeah. I'm in the crowd. That's like my claim to fame.
Oh, you are.
That's
my
claim to fame. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I'm only in it because there's this girl next to me that's going like crazy.
Linnea?
I don't know her name. But yeah, she was like.
Yeah,
probably. So she was like going off and I happened to be standing next to her.
So great. No, that was awesome. I'm so happy to include you guys in that. That was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah, that was a great show. I shared it and I was like, what's with the old guy down front?
Yeah.
And like, my friends all got a kick out of it. But
that was actually smack dab in the middle of a tour Vanessa and I was doing in July on the West Coast. Played a show in Reno and then I flew out that
night. That's right, yeah.
Played Sinclair, flew out that night, went back to Davis the next day. I think it was up for 52 hours or something. But it was awesome. It was so great.
You must do a lot of driving around though, right? Obviously.
A lot of it, yeah.
A lot of driving.
Yeah, the two of us, yeah.
So many miles.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to, I'm going to play some tunes so we can let Vanessa do her thing and get tuned up or whatever. But we'll be back in like 5 minutes. And, all right, right now, though, this is a song by, I think it's something by Rancid. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Of that deal. Something struck me funny when we ran out of money. Where do you go now when
Campbell Pensanato, he was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers, they're out on the corners, ready to stand up the chair. Cause the radio was playing, then the ticket was singing, that the 43 bus says he'll climb up the hill. Good girl, care was a minuscule girl, my blurry vision saw nothing wrong. With the music execution and the talk of revolution, it pretended. Give him the boot, the roots are radicals. Give him the boot, you now want a radical. Give him the boot, the roots are regularized. There we go. Give him the boot, the roots are radicals. Give him the boot. When did I start to care? Why do I stop and think? I need a pill, I need a fix, I need to pour myself a drink. I let myself get low until I sink. When all the pretty, pretty little girls don't change a thing. Is it enough to fill it up, this empty cup? I get my tongue tied up, I think enough's enough. I want to leave, but there's something holding me. I tear the pages from the life that we've become. I'm burning them all to stay clean. Is it enough to fill it up, this empty cup?
That was the Devil's Twins. The song was Empty Cup. Before that, we played... What did I play before that? I already forget.
Out Come the Wolves.
Yeah. So I didn't enter it. So I forgot. And we were babbling stuff we don't want to talk about on air. Yeah, that's right. That was Out Come the Wolves. Roots Radicals, Rancid. Love that band. I've seen them a bunch, too.
great.
If I like a band, I see them like a lot.
Yeah.
Like every time they come around, so I've seen them a lot. But, oh, you got some new stuff in the works.
I do, yeah. I got a new album, finally. So stoked to finally get new stuff out. March 10th, it's coming out. So, record release at Great Scott with the Organ Beats, Watts, and Lady
Really? Pulse. Organ Beats?
Yeah, I begged them. I was like, please, please.
Watts?
You got to be on it.
That's a blowout.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And it hasn't been released yet, so you heard it first on WMFO.
And it's untitled.
Well,
right? Do you have a title? You're just not letting it out yet.
I do have a title.
But it's not known.
But it's not known, and I'm going to release it soon.
And you got skateboards and stuff you're giving away, and yeah. Not giving away, raffle off,
raffle.
Right?
Yeah. I'm so excited about that, and I'm excited that it's been a success so far. I went into it just kind of seeing what would happen. I'm like, I'm just going to buy 5 skateboards, paint them all different, make them kind of funny with fruit on them, and then raffle them off, and then see what people... It's kind of my own version of a Kickstarter without doing a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like... I've been kind of like really against Kickstarters in a way, like when it comes to making albums, because it's like, for me, it's like if you want to make an album, or like you have to make it, there's a difference between wanting to make an album and having to make an album.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, sometimes I understand like it's hard to have like the funds for it all and stuff. I mean, I never do it all on my own. It's like, you know, the band's working constantly year round to fund an album. And I've always been like, I have to make it. I don't want to ask for help. I've always had a problem asking for help. But I'm like, I need to ask for help for this album. It's just been so much traveling this year.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like rethinking the whole like, man, I shouldn't be hating so much on this.
Don't
like,
hate.
I can't, because it's just asking for help, and it's pretty much just a pre-order for the album. And I don't have any more hate. And I'm just kind of, you know, I wanted to do my own version of it and make it fun for people and involve everyone. And
it's all the rage. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, it's so fun. And like, really, I mean, I've supported so many different Kickstarters and Indiegogos or what was the other one? I forget the other. GoFundMe, not Indiegogo.
GoFundMe,
another thing.
Yeah.
But no, I do support them. And
I think people are happy to support you.
People are happy to help, and people want to be involved, and I want people to be involved.
And it's the only way you're going to get a physical product. You have to help.
Oh, totally.
People are like... I was talking to, I'm not going to name his name, but, and he's had something ready to go for like 3 or 4 months, and he's like, I just don't have the money right now.
Yeah.
So, and I said to him, I said, you should do a Kickstarter. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
it's the
I'm
way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure this guy would get it, because he's pretty popular. And I'm like,
yeah.
But probably like you, he probably was like reluctant to, you know, I don't want to ask people.
Yeah. It's hard to like.
But it's hard work. And you guys and girls that are out there doing this should get some coin to put this stuff out there, because it's not like it used to be.
Totally.
It's a lot
it's
harder.
Changed so much. Yeah, it is definitely. It's just hard. And, you know, I've had to leave my job now because I've been traveling so much. And I don't have that anymore. And, like, I've been doing a bunch of odd jobs and stuff here and there. And it's been working out. But it's like, you know, I definitely need the help right now. So I'm not ashamed to ask anymore.
If you're, as an artist or whatever art or job you do, it's like, you know, for an artist, it doesn't like, switch. It's not like just showing up at the show. It's like, I mean, I can just speak for myself and Carissa. I'm on the phone day and night promoting and, you know, also physically promoting, you know, by talking to people and stuff. And like, you know, that's just one job. It's like, you know, so instead of doing the day job, the music job is the day job during the day, you know, before the show or the shows are setting up ahead of time. You know, it takes so much time and work. But you know what? You know, if you really love it and want to do something, you know, you do it, do yourself, and don't expect you know, something else to come and help you out. Just like no one's gonna pick you up for your job to go to work. You know, if it's at the office, you know, no one's gonna pick up your paper and pens for you. Go do it and write the papers yourself or whatever.
I've always wanted to just do everything myself, and I've never really accepted help.
It's
always hard for me, but
this is like a therapy. This is more often what therapy session. It's
really
okay.
Is.
Music therapy.
But it's all good now. Things are good. We can turn it all into creative projects, and everyone can be happy.
All right. enough of the sappy stuff. play away. But Vanessa's gonna.
This one it seems appropriate. It's called Okay.
Yeah.
To do what just like you said, and they don't believe. Still, all I know is I'm gonna.
Very good. I'll have to get EP. Is that on the EP?
No, actually, that is going to be the next single I'm putting out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to, I'm going to play a couple tunes. We're going to switch back, probably, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sounds like a plan.
Cool. This is a Bob Wyatt song. That was the Bob Wyatt Dolls with Edge of Innocence. We're going to have a PSA read now. I never read the PSAs, so this is a treat.
This message is for all of you guys sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ag Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoprex.org. This message has been brought by Vanessa Silberman at WMFO and Skybar and Carissa Johnson. Rock on.
That was an awesome PSA reading. Beautiful. I've never done one that well. Just why I don't read them.
Yeah, I read one like a year ago and it did not come out that smooth.
I'd like to be my other job could be a reading of the PSA advertising and stuff like that. And I could work on not saying so much.
There we go.
And next up is Carissa Johnson.
I'm going to play a song called After All, and this is also off the next album.
Good.
Thank you.
That's a preview of the new release.
Preview of a new song called After All.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, now these are the days when I say, well, maybe I should have had a 2-hour show because the time flies.
Time flies when you're right? having
fun. But we're gonna get one more in. You got time for one more, right, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get back to for another one. I don't know. We'll see
maybe.
What happens. But I'm gonna play a. We'll play a tune here and we'll come back and we'll keep strumming. This is a band called Honey Chain.
You
That was Honey Chain, band out of L.A. The song was called Bombs Away. We were going to hear one more from Vanessa, and we're going to try to get back for a quick one with 11 minutes to go here as we're playing Beat the Clock. So you get a speed. These are going to be like punk tunes now. It's like...
This one's poppy. This one's called Shine, and it's off my debut EP. Stay positive. It's the way to go. 'Cause it comes to this. It's the way you glow. I like gold stalls and sounds. Leopard print hearts and crowns. Gonna shine the light for you. It's bright as the truth. It's down.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the clock now, trying to figure out what we should do. I think we got, you can get one more in. Do you want to talk a minute or two about the BMAs?
Yeah, definitely.
You're nominated for a few things, right?
Yeah, this year I'm up for New Act, Unsigned Act, and Rock Act. So all three
December
of those categories.
December 7th, right?
December 7th, House of Blues. And the band and I will be performing a few songs as well. Very,
cool.
Very excited to
That's
perform.
A good lineup, too, for that night.
Yeah, a lot of good bands.
Do you have any special antics planned, like Rumble style? Are we going to smash drum kits or anything? Or do you have to go and find out?
I think
out?
You're going to have to go and see.
All right.
Good answer.
Everything's a secret. Secret album name.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll release it the day of the Boston Music Awards.
Oh, man.
Maybe not.
I'm going to have to try to pull a double. I told you off. I'm going to see the Interrupters that same night at the Paradise.
Oh, that's so cool.
So,
that'll be a fun show. Paradise is another place I really want to play.
Yeah, I saw the Interrupters. Oh, I didn't know anything about them. And actually, it was Rancid. I saw them up for Rancid a few years ago. And so, yeah, I was like, they kind of have a weird ska, kind of punky sound. Interrupters, they're cool.
Yeah, I've heard some of their songs. I like them.
Yeah.
They're really cool. I could do another song.
Go for it.
You want to hear another new one?
Yeah. All right. We're all about new here.
All right. This one is called 2 Weeks, and this will be off the new record.
Some timing.
Thanks.
It's like eight. I'm closing right at the.
It's 8:56.
Yeah. So hey, thanks again for coming on. I know you've got a busy schedule, and you know, I think you both have great work.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So happy to be back at WMFO.
Yeah, it's a cool station.
It's one of the best around.
But we gotta go. So thanks again. I'm gonna play something by a local band called Sheila Devine. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.